area. It was an interesting puzzle, she thought, how to explain the periodicity of the poisoning. She pointed across the field. You see those low, delicate-looking bushes?
West Indian lilac, Harding nodded. We know it's toxic. The animals don't eat it.
You're sure?
Yes, we monitor them on video, and I've checked droppings, just to be certain. The stegos never eat the lilac bushes.
Melia azedarach, called Chinaberry or West Indian lilac, contained a number of toxic alkaloids. The Chinese use the plant as a fish poison.
They don't eat it, the vet said.
Interesting, Ellie said, because otherwise I would have said that this animal shows all the classic signs of Melia toxicity. Stupor, blistering of the mucous membranes, and pupillary dilatation. She set off toward the field to examine the plants more closely, her body bent over the ground. You're right, she said. Plants are healthy, no sign of being eaten, none at all.
And there's the 6-week interval, the vet reminded her.
The stegosaurs come here how often?
About once a week, he said. Stegos make a slow loop through their home range territory, feeding as they go. They complete the loop in about a week.
But they're only sick once every 6 weeks.
Correct, Harding said.
This is boring,
Lex said.
Shh, Tim said. Dr. Sattler's trying to think.
Unsuccessfully, Ellie said, walking farther out into the field.
Behind her, she heard Lex saying, Anybody want to play a little pickle?
Ellie stared at the ground. The field was rocky in many places. She could hear the sound of the surf somewhere to the left. There were berries among the rocks. Perhaps the animals were just eating berries, but that didn't make sense. West Indian lilac berries were terribly bitter.
Finding anything? Grant said, coming up to join her.
Ellie sighed. Just rocks, she said. We must be near the beach, because all these rocks are smooth, and they're in funny little piles.
Funny little piles? Grant said.
All over. There's one pile right there, she pointed.
As soon as she did, she realized what she was looking at. The rocks were worn, but it had nothing to do with the ocean. These rocks were piled in small piles, almost as if they had been thrown down that way. They were piles of gizzard stones. Many birds and crocodiles swallowed small stones, which collected in a muscular pouch in the digestive tract called the gizzard. Squeezed by the muscles of the gizzard, the stones helped crush tough plant food before it reached the stomach, and thus aided digestion. Some scientists thought dinosaurs also had gizzard stones. For one thing, dinosaur teeth were too small and too little worn to have been used for chewing food. It was presumed that dinosaurs swallow their food whole and let the gizzard stones break down the plant fibers. And some skeletons had been found with an associated pile of small stones in the abdominal area, but it had never been verified, and gizzard stones, Grant said.
I think so, yes. They swallow these stones, and after a few weeks the stones are worn smooth. So they regurgitate them, leaving this little pile, and swallow fresh stones. And when they do, they swallow berries as well and get sick.
I'll be damned, Grant said. I'm sure you're right. He looked at the pile of stones, brushing through them with his hand, following the instinct of a paleontologist. Then he stopped.
Ellie, he said, take a look at this.
Put it there, babe, right in the old mitt,
Lex cried, and Gennaro threw the ball to her. She threw it back so hard that his hands